When you just went back into the cabinet, you were obviously you were solid out here. Yes. Did you think that process for that to actually happen?
Yes, of course. I, in my consciousness, decided to withdraw back into the cabinet and return back in to an ectoplasmic voice box for communication.
Right.
So in doing this, it then starts to dematerialize the ectoplasm, allowing the conscious aspect that helps to control the communication via the ectoplasm not to be impeded in any way.
Right. Okay. So when you first come out this evening, obviously the ectoplasm was extruded from David.
Yes.
How do you actually get into the ectoplasm? Do you pick it up and place it over you, or what? What is the actual process?
My vibration, my etheric body was placed as I stood in front of young David, and as the ectoplasm extruded from him, it then is drawn to my vibration and covers my etheric body.
So you don't have to physically do anything, it just does it automatically?
Yes, of course.
Right.
Of course you have to stand near, close, or within range of the ectoplasm for this to take place.
So like a magnet?
Yes. This is why sometimes we can be afforded two communicators at once.
Right. So this is the same for everybody else that comes through then? There's no actual sort of picking up of the ectoplasm to put over them, or...?
No. That's why sometimes people become quite distressed when the ectoplasm starts to penetrate their vibration.
Yes. So it just envelops them?
Yes.
Right. Oh, fascinating.
That's new.
Yeah.
Well, as you see, my friend, ectoplasm is a live substance.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
It's a life force, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
So you become solid because of the vibration, and our vibration is, as we perceive it, is solid.
That's correct. Yes.
Right.
And of course, as Christopher rightly just said, it's life force. This is why, when inappropriate behavior takes place, it damages the essence and life force of the medium.
Yes.
Mm. And too much shock or damage can have a disastrous effect of course, internal bleeding and so on.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So when you materialized last week and I shook hands with you, is there some sort of bone structure or something that's there to have that solid state?
Well, let me tell you, this is dependent upon that of the pliability of the ectoplasm, the individual's ability to be able to manipulate his vibration, to allow the intricacy of knuckles and bones to be felt, etc.
But they're not bone. It's just, again, it's just the consciousness to the vibration.
That's correct.
Right.
And of course, the pliability of the ectoplasm.
Gosh, so do you do that? Well, obviously, the length of time you've been coming, you do that at a subconscious level now.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
To me, it is as easy as you sitting in that chair. I have no fear of the ectoplasm enveloping me. I have no fear enveloping me, I beg your pardon. I have no fear of what takes place. And of course, if my trust is within each person in the seance room,
absolutely,
then I myself can relax, knowing that young David will not be harmed in any way.
Indeed, yes. Yeah.
William, just one question. Do you push the curtain out of the way that we've now got draped in front, or do you actually penetrate through?
The curtain has been moved up to the top of the roof.
That's what we felt then.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Currently is suspended by means of ectoplasmic strands that hold it to the ceiling.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Like stalactites.
Yes, similar.
Can I check something with you again, William?
Yes, of course, Victor, my friend.
I got an email from a fellow called Patrick McNamara, a physical medium from England, and he says he doesn't use ectoplasm. Now, he claims he's using photoplasm, and he said this gives him enough light to use infrared filming. Have you ever heard of this photoplasm and energy?
Well, I was just about to say to you, pray, what is photoplasm?
Well, I have no idea. He says it's a new energy. I'm puzzled, you know, I've never heard about it, you know.
It's equally as puzzled as what I am.
Yeah.
And of course, remember this, sometimes the old ways are the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of these newfangled ways that they try and introduce do not always have sustainability on communication, as was seen in the school experiments.
Yes.